Hey there, Jonathan Dorr with you. Welcome to the weekly podcast. Excited about this one. It's going to be a really good one this week. It's a shorter one, some powerful, simple principles in there for you. Before we start, make sure you come across and check out the How to Live Well private members community. It has taken off. It is amazing to see people coming in. Go and check out the video, check out the page with all the information. It's a chance for me to give you a whole bunch of really extra content and to take you on a much deeper journey. A private members community just for you. Weekly video, heaps of extra transcripts, podcast content, a downloadable PDF journal. It is absolute gold. I'd love to see you in there. So make sure you click the links below this podcast. I'm also doing a heap of weekly bonus videos. Almost every day I'm creating short 1 minute motivational videos. So come across to How to Live Well and check that out. So now sit back, relax, enjoy the weekly podcast with me, your host, Jonathan Dorr. Okay, so let's charge into this week's weekly podcast. And what I want to talk about this time is the concept of purpose. It really permeates everything that I'm about in all the online work I do. And I think if I could boil down my passion for talking with you and any way that I've been able to interact with you over whatever time period is about helping you, helping myself, helping everybody discover a deep sense of purpose, of why we're here. It is just the most freeing, empowering, powerful thing to discover why we are here. Because once we get that, purpose will inform everything else that we do. And so many of us are not living that kind of life, a life deeply driven by purpose. I mean, you may have heard of that famous book by Rick Warren, you know, The Purpose-Driven Life. And, you know, in the How to Live Well community back in week one, we looked at that one thing book, this concept of really discovering fundamentally what it is that we're about. So the first recorded use of the word purpose goes back to 1250, did a little bit of research for you this week, which, and the definition is simply the reason for which something exists. Now, we could have a long spiritual discussion, everybody would have a different take on, you know, why we exist, but let's just admit that that's a pretty important question. Is it something you think about? Why am I here? What is the fundamental meaning of my existence? And it's a relatively complex question. It's obviously something that's, you know, sort of governed people's thinking for you know, millennia. But I want to make it really simple today. And I want to just argue, I want to put it out there that I think the fundamental purpose of your existence and mine, there's a lot of stuff, like I'd call it satellite stuff, that kind of rotates around this core idea. But I want to build the core idea as contribution. I think the fundamental meaning of our existence is to contribute, to give of ourselves in relationship with others. And I want to sort of, you know, try and put some proof around that by asking you a simple question. When have you been happiest in your life? You know, what has moved you? You know, often it'll be times when you've really engaged with serving or caring for other people. It's a deeply human experience. So I want to argue that the key to happiness, the key to growth, the key to finding who you are is going to be deeply rooted in this concept of purpose. And I think purpose is deeply related to contribution. I mean, one of the reasons I feel so positive a lot of the time is that I get to, in some small way, even what I'm doing right now, is I want to make some contribution to your life. I want to give you an idea or a saying or a quote or a concept or a strategy that just helps your life flourish. It's in my DNA. It's something that I just can't help but want to do all the time. And I want to contrast this now with the culture that surrounds us. And I'm a huge fan of so much that's in our culture. You know, people sometimes complain and it's the end of the world and, you know, everything's going terribly. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs a bit of tweaking, right? There's, you know, there is poverty and there's terrible stuff still. But there's also a lot of great stuff. I mean, you know, think of the advances in science and medicine, technology. You know, we feed, I mean, yes, there are definitely issues of poverty, but we still manage to feed, you know, almost 7 billion people around the world. You know, great advances in food production and markets and our economies. There's so much to be excited and hopeful about in the future. And I don't diminish the areas that we still need to really work for justice and growth. But, you know, the other thing about our culture is that basically in the developed world, that purpose is really geared not into contribution or relationships. Purpose is geared into acquisition and consumption. You know, acquire as much as you can. You know, make as much money as you can. You're listening, you know that's true. At the deepest levels, we've learned this idea that the more we accumulate, the more we have, the happier we'll be. And I've said this in so many different ways in different podcasts. You know that that is fundamentally not true. You know, the mantra, you know, the goal of life is not to be the richest person in the graveyard. That is not the goal. I mean, approximately, you know, the great saying, you know, when John D. Rockefeller died, you know, how much of his wealth did he leave, you know, behind? The answer is all of it, right? Like, you know, it's, yeah, he might have gone to charity, be friends, but he didn't take any with him. So I want to challenge this deep idea, and I've had to really challenge it in my own life too. You know, driven for so many years, you know, I really wanted to make this much money and do this and do that, and that my whole life was geared to this external kind of manifestation of success. And I realized that the deep down, the goal here is contribution and relationship. Now, I don't for a minute sort of say that, you know, goals and success and working hard and having, you know, aspirations isn't important. Of course it is. I live that every day. I'm working on goals and strategies. But for me, it's becoming more, it's less about the acquisition and more about who I become in the process by stretching and striving. So, related question is, you know, where do we get this belief that, you know, acquiring stuff and making more and having more is going to make us happy? I really want to suggest, if you get a chance, to try and find a copy of a DVD they've got with Wayne Dyer called The Shift. And it's a great DVD. You can find it probably on the website Spiritual Cinema Circle. But somebody gave this to me a while ago and I watched it and it was just profound. It was like, he just talks about ego defense. How we learn young that we're not okay as we are, that we have to change, that we have to be different. So we try and protect ourselves with status and acquisition and stuff. So I'm holding this intention. I'm saying you can have both. But the question is really where your heart's at and where the deepest things in your life are coming from, which I think need to be contribution and relationships. Friends, you can have all the other stuff, but there are tons of really miserable rich people. And there's plenty of people that don't have much that are very happy. So I'm not arguing that you have to be on one end of the spectrum or the other. I'm arguing about where's your heart at. And this is the core concept. So there's the homework for you for the weekend, you know, or for the week ahead is contribution. Where are you contributing at the moment? Where are you sowing into people's lives? And some of it will be in dramatic ways, but some it'll be less. It'll just be, you know, taking time to read a book to your child. Or helping with homework, or, you know, helping around the house if you're younger, or just some little, where are you contributing in your life, you know, in your work environment? Do you stop and sit and talk to somebody who you know is having a difficult time? You know, where are you contributing? That is the question. You know, where, I think your purpose is deeply geared into those two things, contribution and relationships. And if you make those a priority and a focus, write them down. Where am I contributing? What are the most important relationships? Am I making time for them? You'll start to gravitate towards a sense of purpose. So listen to this again. Embed these principles. I'm going to keep trying to live them. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Always, seriously, huge privilege talking with you. And I'll be speaking with you again next week. Well, there you go. Jonathan with you once again. Make sure you come across and check out the How to Live Well private members community. The links are below the podcast here. I'd love to see you on the inside joining us in this private members community with so much bonus extra content. We're taking a journey together. We'd love you to join us. I'm Jonathan Doyle. I'll speak with you again next week.